Welcome back. Today's lesson is called First Impressions Are a Bitch. Today's lesson is basically all about this concept, this idea, and this understanding that in the beginning of an interaction, a woman will already have an idea of who you are and how you act based on what you've been doing and interacting, how you've been interacting with other people. Now, there's something called the system in my book. It's also called the map of interaction. And it is essentially a roadmap that takes you from one stage, the stage of beginning when you just meet somebody, all the way through until you've gone through getting into a relationship with them, if that's what you desire to do, or at least to the point where you have gone to a sexual state with them as well, and you've drawn them into the space. So the first stage in this is a stage that most people misunderstand, and it's called introduction. A lot of people believe that an introduction is going up and saying something. But what we don't know, what we don't notice, is that a woman already has an idea of who we are before we go and we talk to them, before we even say anything to them at all. This is because we constantly register body language movements through our peripheral vision. So if someone is leaning in constantly, off in the distance, and you don't see them directly, but you know that they're there, they're going to be projecting to you that they have a needy demeanor. This happens with guys, girls, everybody, and women are especially attentive to this thing. A woman can walk into a bar, notice in the peripheral everything that's going on all the way down the entire bar, recognize subconsciously which men are going to be low value, and then avoid those men later on. They'll even make a note as to how that person is moving their body and their speaking and speech patterns and body language recognition, so that when they do interact with that person later on, they get the same feeling they did when they first saw them in their peripheral. Our minds, our subconscious minds, are really powerful, powerful machines. I've heard even the idea that for every one thing that our conscious mind takes in, one bit of information, our subconscious mind is processing 10,000 of them, and we don't even know it's happening. So our subconscious mind is much, much more accurate, much, much more reliable than our conscious minds are. So that being the case, we have to make sure that even if no one is seeing us and watching us, that we are giving off the impression that we are confident, dominant, powerful men. And this is exactly what I want to teach you how to do with the systems that I've created here and the different techniques that I've created. So one of the ways to do that is first to understand when this happens. When does the introduction happen in the first place? Well, the first time that someone becomes, as I say, a blip on the radar of people that exist in the world for them, they've been introduced. So what I mean by that is that if I walk down the street and I see somebody for the first time, let's say it's you, I see you for the first time, I'm going to see you move your body in a certain way, react to something in a certain way. I will see you look in a certain direction, access a different part of your mind through your eye accessing cues. I will see you see me. I will see a reaction to that. I will see how many times you look down at the ground while you're walking, how many times you fidget. This is all being processed subconsciously. And within the course, over the course of maybe about, if I'm really looking at you, 3 seconds to 4 seconds, I will have made a decision about who you are. Now, this is a very powerful thing, but also a very bad thing if you do something wrong in that moment or something that's not very powerful or strong. Because once I've made a decision about who you are, it's very difficult to reverse that decision in my mind. For me, even, to reverse that decision, it's very difficult. Malcolm Gladwell talks about this concept in his book called Blink. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend the book. It's a great book, great piece of, you know, pop psychology study on our split-second decisions that we make about people. So essentially what he goes over is that we have this really powerful ability to make decisions on lots and lots of data points all at one time really quickly when we first meet someone or first see something. It's what we call a gut reaction, right? We have this judgment that we make. We may not make decisions based on that judgment, but we at least have that judgment. Now, there's a weak part to that too, and that is if we have insecurities, we're processing this information through those insecurities. So we have prejudice from this. We have what is called cognitive bias and also cognitive dissonance. These are two different things that we do. Cognitive bias says that if I already believe I am something, I'm going to be more likely to be that thing or accept that thing. and cognitive dissonances, if I've already accepted something, I'm less likely to listen to the negative advice pertaining to that thing. For example, cognitive dissonance was a major factor when they found out for the first time that smoking was bad for you. Lots and lots of people refused to believe they had cancer, even though they clearly had cancer and they were dying. They refused to believe that it was happening because in their minds they had this idea that they had built up this belief system around smoking that it was okay and that it was cool, and to go back and to rip that out by the roots was to make their entire world fall apart, and it would cause a nervous breakdown. So our minds try to protect ourselves from these things. So these are sort of the weaknesses that will happen as a result of it, even a very well-developed, a very powerful decision-making process. We all have this ability, and women are particularly good at recognizing whether or not a man is powerful or congruent or confident as well. Women, as you know, have to have a powerful, it's called filter mechanism, and so they've developed this ability to look at someone and go, nope, 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 yep, I like him, he's cool. I don't know why, but he is. And what they're doing is they're allowing their subconscious minds to make these decisions for them. This is why you can't convince someone that they should be attracted to you. It can't come through their conscious mind. It has to come from the subconscious mind out. So it creates an emotion and they feel attracted. That's really what what the Tao of Badass is all about. It's about creating that feeling, that emotion, that attractive feeling in a woman. So how do you do this? Well, as we go over the body language techniques that I laid out in the Tao of Badass, and plus I will go into very good, very strong detail here in the members area, members only area, you will begin to learn how you need to act all the time in order to have this positive introduction from women. So when you first meet somebody, when they first see you for the very first time, it's very, very imperative that you are showing the most positive quality that you can in that moment. One of the things that you can do is you can sort of hold all the dominant traits that a man holds. You know, shoulders back and down, head up, eyes at eye level, making eye contact with everybody, smiling and talking and being open, exposing your chest. Don't put anything between you and your chest and everyone else. This is important. You have to make sure that you, like, drink or something. A lot of guys do this. This is called drink guarding. You want to leave it open. You want to stand pretty squarely or lean on one side and be very comfortable. You don't want to lean forward. You want to stay standing up straight. And again, make sure you have, like, a really relaxed and comfortable smile on your face. This is awesome because what will happen is women will see you with this reaction, with this state, and it doesn't matter what's going on around you. They will still be attracted to you as a person. So I've done this before where one of the scariest things for guys is we'll go out, let's say, and this happened to me before too, especially in the beginning when I first started studying and practicing how to attract women. I would go out, I would try something, the first thing I would try, and I'd get rejected, and I would go, oh, you know what, I'm going to go home, it sucks. And then from then on, it was like a downward spiral all night long. Like, everybody just rejected me for some reason. And then some nights I would just be on. I'd be on it. I don't know why it was. And what I found out was that the difference between being on and having everyone like me or being rejected and having a downward spiral was that whenever someone did feel like they wanted to reject me, when I did get rejected by a woman, every other woman around them was watching it happen. Now, they can't hear what's going on, but they see what's happening. And so what was going on is I was being rejected, and then I was getting small and leaning back, and it was obvious that I was being rejected by this woman. And so all the women around them would judge that woman's, would trust that woman's judgment, and would say, okay, don't like that. Don't talk to that guy. That guy's bad. If he comes and talks to you, just ignore him and don't talk to him. So it would create this sort of perpetual, infinite loop of shittiness for that night. So what I learned how to do is when I was getting rejected by a woman, I learned how to keep my body in the same space as if she was liking it. So I would sit here and go, yeah, you know, I just smile and do this. And she'd be like screaming at me, you know, get the fuck away from me. I hate you. You know, whatever it is at the bar, if it's like, you know, say I said something or I came up with the wrong time or whatever it was, especially when I first started this, even though now I still do, if I were to go out and talk to a woman, I would never have a night where I didn't have at least some resistance from a woman where she either rejects me once or turns her back to me or tries to blow me off and things like that. I've learned how to get over that now and to blow past that, but I still will get that reaction from women, and you probably will forever. It's just a matter of how you deal with it, how you respond to it. That is what makes you a powerful man. So when someone is looking at you, when all the rest of the women are looking at you, this is their first introduction to you. This is the introduction stage for them. Even though you may be talking to a woman who doesn't like you, women are all looking at you, and it makes, in their minds, they're going, that guy's confident and cool and nice looking, and he looks like he's very comfortable, but this woman is freaking out, so she must be crazy. And this is exactly what they think. They think, and I've talked to women about this before, after that's happened to me, and asked them what they thought, and they said, I thought she just looks like she was nuts. She was freaking out. And I'm like, well, you know, that's kind of how it is. So this is a very, very crucial concept. If you don't get the introduction stage down, and you aren't always acting as if the hottest woman in the world is looking at you, watching your body language, then you will start to turn women off without even knowing that you're doing it. You'll start from sort of a, not a base level, you start from below that. You'll be digging yourself out of a hole, as we say, and it'll be starting with them on a negative note. This is very, very crucial. So keep this in mind whenever you go out, during the daytime, at nighttime, whenever. And what I want you to do is try to remember and try to imagine that a woman is always, always watching you, always judging you, always watching you. And you will learn how to embody this ability, this desire trait that is in your body language and in your facial expressions and in your communication style, and you'll learn to make that your default. This is important. You have to allow this type of this part of your personality to become your default. If you have any other part of your personality that is your default right now, it is not serving you in the way that this will. This will get you things that you want. This will make you happy. The other way that you're doing is just the way that you've done it always, and you need to allow yourself to let that part of your personality go. And there's a time and place for that part of your personality, but your default, if you want to be effective, is going to be this default state of powerful, confident, dominant man, regardless of what's going on around him. Thank you so much for checking it out today. Let me know what you think by commenting below, and I will see you in the next video.